my question. You have asked the story.
Yud Tes Tammuz, Monday the 2nd of July, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grosnas, owning a dog, don't worry, it won't bite. Owning a dog, don't worry, it won't bite.
Morning all. Let me first share with you, if we're talking about Sefer Hasidim, so we'll go first to the Sefer Hasidim's take on owning a dog, and then we'll go to the halachic take. I heard actually the Kotzker Rebbe once said that Halavai that Aseres HaDibros would have been written in the Sefer Hasidim, people will keep it more stringently. Either way, the Sefer Hasidim says, in Ois Tof Tof Reish Lamed Ches, there are things that are a waste of time. Yesh dvorim marbem hevel. For instance, I'm sorry if I will upset some people today, there are many different takes on these sort of topics. I'm sharing you what I have found so far. I hope to be back to discuss the halacha of dogs another time, because there's halachas relevant to Shabbos, and many halachas of eating before your dogs, or your dogs eating first. So that will come back to another time. Anyway, the Sefer Hasidim says there are things that are a waste of time. For instance, those that raise birds as pets. And he says, you know, you want these birds to enjoy. He says, it's a waste of time, and all the money that you waste on it could have gone to poor people. That's what the Sefer Hasidim says. And are those that compare this to the dog? You spend much time looking after your dog, and combing it, and giving it to eat, etc. So, I know it saves time when it brings your slippers to you, but either way, it's considered a waste of money and a waste of time by some, and therefore discouraged. In the Sefer Terchachas Chaim, by Rav Chaim Palagi, in Parshas Beshalach, he brings this Sefer Hasidim, and he goes on to say that therefore when we build houses, or even shuls, and we go into too much detail, and that detail could have gone to a poor person, and it's really an unnecessary detail, it's just like extras, he says, then that would be the same thing, that's a waste of money, a waste of time, it's not going to be used properly, and you should have given it to a poor person to use. Where is this relevant in our day-to-day lives? I would say maybe very relevant to weddings, right? If a minimum cost of a wedding is, say, £40,000, that's very expensive. It's very expensive. If it's even more, I didn't read it, but this is what I hear. If it's even more, then it's very, very expensive. And can you imagine how, let's say, a family in Eretz Yisrael would be able to not squabble for a few weeks if you'd give them just, I don't know, a tenth of that? So therefore, all these things would go into this shaila of, are you wasting your money? You could say a rich person has more money and he should live it up. But at least I can share with you what I heard from someone, what his family does. And that is when they make a wedding, they do make a fancy wedding, but on the same night they sponsor someone else's wedding. So that's a Satmar Rebbe's vort of live well and give well. So that's another side of the coin. If you do want to do it in an expensive way, at least make sure that it gives you the cheshuk to give someone else at the same time. And that way, maybe it won't be considered a waste of money. So that's the Sefer Hasidim's take on raising pets. In Halacha, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Tezvav and Mavei, says the following. There was a dog that ate things that it's not its way of eating. It's not usual for it to eat this thing. So it showed some sort of dangerous potential. So the Gemara says that you have to basically get rid of this dog, and whoever doesn't is put into cheirim. And the reason for this, Reb Nosson gives, is because lo yisosim domim beveisecho. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. You see it's done something out of the ordinary. Who knows what's going to do next? And therefore, get rid of this dog. Some say it means to put it down. And some say it means what we will soon see in the Gemara regarding all potentially dangerous dogs. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Ayin Tesama Base, says one may not raise a dog. It does not specify an evil dog, as the Gemara spoke about earlier, this dog that ate something that was out of the ordinary and it calls it an evil dog, a bad dog. No, one may not raise a dog unless it is chained. it is chained in iron, with iron chains, then you may raise the dog. What's the reason for this? You know, when the dog does something out of the ordinary, then we can understand that one should not raise the dog. But when the dog hasn't done anything strange, then why may one not raise this dog? So the Gemara says something very interesting. It says it can cause miscarriage. And the Gemara goes on to bring a story. There was this lady that went into a certain house, woman, that went into a certain house to bake, and a dog barked, and the master quickly came running and says to the woman, "By the way, don't worry, I've taken its teeth away." And in the Gemara, elsewhere, in Shabbos, Samach Gil Lamed Aleph, it also says, "I've taken its nails out." So you've got nothing to worry about. She said, "Too late. It barked. I didn't know." And kvar nod vlad. The baby's already moved, as in there was a miscarriage. And therefore, the Gemara says, one may not raise the dog for this reason. Basically, the fright that the dog can cause is a reason to ban owning dogs, unless it's chained. Now, what does it help if it's chained? It's still going to bark. So, the poskim speak out that if it's chained, it could be you could even keep a lion. Because, could be. Yeah, I'm sure Shlomo speaks this out. Because once it's chained, then no one's scared. It can make as much noise as it wants. But if you see that it's chained in a way that's considered properly chained, and it's not going to move and be able to get you, then you're not worried whether it has teeth or it doesn't have teeth. If it's a lion or if it's a dog, it's normally going to be okay. Now, those that say that, you know, the sign on the door, "Beware of the dog," it could be it's a halachic necessity. Because even if you have your dog chained, or your dog can't leave your property, but if someone's coming in, it doesn't help if your dog can't leave the property, he's going to get scared. You know, the postman. Yeah, so what do you have to do? Chain it? He might not see the chaining. It might be round the corner, and then suddenly it'll come out barking away and it'll get the fright. And therefore you put a sign on the property, "Beware of the dog." You also have the dog chained, and that way you've covered all problems.
In the case of the Apollo, the heroine, that dog was not chained, clearly.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would say either it wasn't chained or it wasn't known to be chained. And then she got this fright, she didn't know there was a dog there.
Because otherwise he wouldn't have had to reassure her about the nails and the teeth.
The truth is, the Gemara says over there, "Chain it." So it seems it would have been recognizable that it's chained in that situation.
Well, what about Tsar Balei Chayim? It's cruel to the dog to chain.
Okay, fair enough. So then, let it live where it comes from. You want to bring it? It's crueler for the human to leave it free.
People
are suffering. The Gemara actually says that if one doesn't chain their dog, then just like we know that one who raises chazerim, pigs, is cursed, has an oror, one who raises a dog and it's not chained, when people can come past, is also cursed. So we'll have to see which dogs we're talking about. But for the moment, we're talking about even a dog which doesn't have teeth and doesn't have claws, even that dog, if the person perceives it to be a dog that would cause him harm, that dog would place upon its master a curse unless it's chained. Chazal also tell us in Shabbos Samach Gimel Amud Aleph that whoever brings up a bad dog, now a bad dog could imply to a dog that has already done evil, or to this dog that people perceive as being evil, as being able to cause harm, as with the case of that lady. So, in such a case, the Gemara says, "Lamas mere'eyu chesed." You're going to stop chesed coming into your house. A dog in Greek is called lamas. Lamas, the dog, will stop chesed being done in your house. Why will it stop chesed being done in your house? Because people don't want to come in. People are scared. It goes on to say that Yirashaka Yazoiv. You will lose the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because we rely on the mezuzah to guard our house. Once we have the dog, then we don't really rely on the mezuzah, we rely on the dog. And therefore the shakai, which is on your mezuzah, becomes, fair enough, we'll soon see. So the mezuzah becomes sort of obsolete. Yeah, fair enough. So it'll be the same shaila, but we'll see that actually in halacha, we do understand that people do need dogs for security. So we have to know exactly what this means, maybe when it's being overcautious. Something like that. When it's not really needed and it's going over the top. The Maharsha says that this Gemara is coming to add when it talks about this Isha that loses its child, loses the baby due to the dog. It's coming to add, as we've already spoken out a little bit, that even when the dog is not actually a kelev ra, because you know all its abilities have been taken away, but since it's perceived as a kelev ra, it's still got the halacha of kelev ra, it still has the curse, because it can still achieve the damage had it had its teeth and had it had its claws. Because the person sees it when it barks and thinks it has claws, thinks it has teeth, and therefore it has all the same problems, even though in truth it doesn't have the capabilities. Sorry?
That's the whole idea of the dog.
Oh, I see, like the scarecrow. You mean even if. Okay. Now there is a type of dog which seems to be okay to raise. Seems to be okay to raise. And that is the Kelev Kufri. What is a Kelev Kufri? So Rashi says two pshatim. Pshat number one is they're very small. They're midget-like in the dog race. Right? So basically the very sweet little puppies, or whatever they're called. Or even big ones, the hunting dogs. Because they're man's friends, it seems, and they not just the owner's friends, it seems they don't cause harm to humans. I don't know exactly which dog that is. It's definitely not the pit bull terrier or the Alsatian. I don't know which it is. Sorry, a shepherd dog? Maybe. They can be quite frightening, but yeah. I mean, there's one that walks up Princess Park Avenue. I think it's bigger than some human beings. It's a wolf dog? Okay. Sorry.
The dogs that need the blinds, those sort of things.
Sorry?
The blind, the dogs that need the blind people.
Yes, I think those sort of dogs would be the blind dogs, or those sort of dogs, I assume. Blind dogs. Or the, you know, the dogs in the mountains. But I'm not sure. I don't know the species. Training. Now, let's see in halacha if there is a leeway to owning a dog or not. We've found that it's not so simple except the Kelev Kufri. The Rambam, in Hilchos Nizkei Mammon, Perek Hei Halacha Tes, asses all dogs. He doesn't differentiate. He says all dogs are not allowed. He also discusses it in Hilchos Roitzeach. And he actually says, here he does differentiate between the types of dogs. He says a Kelev Ra, an evil dog, a person would be in cheirum until he gets rid of the danger that this dog could cause, i.e. by chaining it. But he's in cheirum. If one owns a dangerous dog and he doesn't chain it, he allows it to walk the streets, even if he's next to it. Well, I would say even if he's holding it, but if you see he's dragged by the... You ever see that dog? You say, oh, okay, the master's holding it. Suddenly you see the master being dragged along by the dog. So that you wonder who's really running the show. So then the Rambam says they would be in Cheirim. Now, what about the Kelev Kufri? The Rambam doesn't talk about it. And the Sheinus Yaivetz, who is the Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Simon Yudches, says even the Kelev Kufri, even these little puppies, are not allowed. Why? Because even from them you will find headlines from time to time of harm that they have caused. besides for other reasons that he discourages the whole idea of owning dogs, we'll come to soon. Yeah, we mentioned that Kufri is a very small dog, that you're not really scared of its bark or its bite. Yeah, poodle. Right. The truth is there are different types. There are some that are very, very labor-dick and some that are tucker calm. So I'm not sure what they're called. But
In my career, I've been bitten twice.
Really?
On a survey, and both times by small dogs.
Small dogs, there you go. So that's Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He says, even though they're kufrim, they sometimes cause damage.
Yorkshire Terriers.
Yorkshire Terriers. Okay, but they're terriers, so they come from a big family, you know? Yeah. They come from the big animals.
I don't know.
Okay, let's move on, as time is running away. Now there is a big kula. You see, in Shulchan Aruch they bring that a kelev ra may not be raised, and they explain kelev ra not to mean dafka the dog that you've seen it acting in a crazy way, rather all dogs that have that potential. And again, many of the dogs walking around the streets definitely have those potentials. I don't know what you normally see an aggressive sort of guy with an aggressive sort of dog. It must mean something, sort of, to the club he belongs. But you also see seemingly nice people with horrible-looking dogs, and then there's some nice dogs around. So...
And horrible people.
So, either way, many of the dogs that are around on the street are questionable if they should be. Okay, if the owner's holding it is one thing, but if you're on the heath many times, to be honest... I was once with a friend doing a little bit of exercise on the heath, and it was actually a small dog that took chase of my friend, and he decided he's going to do a runner. And the dog ran and ran and ran after me. You know, the owner says, don't worry, won't bite. It's friendly. Now, the owner was very worried. He wasn't worried about my friend, no. He said, if you run too much with it, it'll lose track and it won't come back. That's all they were worried about. So either way, that was a Kelev Kufri, and it took chase. In the end, my friend won. So that was a good thing it was a small dog. The Ramah says... A big kula. The Ramah says that when you live by a border, then at night time you may let your dog loose. And they use this in Eretz Yisrael and Yishuvim. They have to stop intruders. So they let the dogs loose at night time. Now what's the idea of night time? People aren't around at night time. It won't harm people, and only the intruders. Night? Oh, yeah, it's a problem. This is it's actually Gemara in Pei Gimel Amud Aleph in Baba Kama, that at night time, a border town may let the dogs loose. Now the Knessa Gedoyla in Choshe Mishpat Simen Tov Tes, this was in Turkey. Now in Turkey, I think the Arabs or the Muslims, they don't like dogs. I think they're pretty much like us in that matter. But the Chazal Amadama Klovim to whoever. But either way, so he says over there, why is it that people raise dogs? We see people with dogs. I mean, it's become quite usual. Even here, I've noticed a lot of people just lately. It's become very in to have dogs. So why do people raise dogs? So he says the reason is because it's there for security. Now, we said for security, by the border, we only allow at night time. He says, yes, but now that we live Beina Umois, so we're not just in a border. It's everyday problems that someone might go into the house or something like that. And therefore, we need the dog at day and at night. And that's why we leave it loose, to find those that might want to do such a crime. The Yom Shel Shloima, in Baba Kama Perek Zayin, Siman Mem Hei, doesn't like this. He also asked the question, why are Jewish people raising dogs? And he says there are those that say that since we live amongst the Goyim, we need the dog even at daytime. He says it's not true, because on the border they had this problem day and night, and we only permitted that at night time. Why? A, because normally crimes are committed at night, and therefore you normally don't really need to worry in the daytime. There's people around, and that stops people from coming. And secondly, because very nice, you want to save your property and your acquisitions, but at the end of the day, the dog may harm people. Therefore, you may only let your dog out at night time when people are in their beds, and the only person hanging around is this want-to-be intruder, and therefore it will get him. But otherwise, just to save your property, you can't cause someone else harm. And therefore the post can discuss that if we're talking about matters of life and death, talking about dangerous situations, not security of your property, then maybe, yes, you would be permitted to allow your dog to roam, even in the daytime. Again, how that goes on, you know, how that deals with the stranger that isn't the enemy, it needs, you know, sitting over and discussing. But that's where there would be more mokum to be mati altogether. But that's dogs that are there for security. So
the first dog at all was a security.
Go on, first dog.
First dog was eating the Hashem kind ois. So the
medrash says it's a dog? Yeah. Okay. Because he was meant to be killed, right? So the dog looked after
him. That nobody should come.
Right. Now, the Amshe Shloima says, therefore, halacha lemaisa, he says, he doesn't agree with this Knesset HaGdoila, he says that with regards at least to guarding your property, you may not let your dog loose during the daytime, you have to keep it chained. Or at least I assume if your property is completely closed off, then that's as good as chains, and so long as you will not have any guests that will get a fright. But then you have the masmer eyu chesed, you're not letting anyone in your house. But so long as it will not cause harm to anyone, then you can keep it. But you cannot allow it to roam in a way that could cause harm or fright to anyone. The only time you can have a dog, according to the Amshe Shloima, unlike the Knesset HaGdoila, is when it is lenoi habayis. As in the Kelev Kufri, when it's a pet. But it has to be a specific type. This type of dog that no one is scared of. But he does permit it, Lenoi Habayis. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Shmiris HaGufa Nefesh Ois Gimel, also does not permit in the daytime a dog to roam, even for security. However, he does permit the dog, as long as it's not the type of dog that's going to bark at people, or bite people. Now, bark at people, all dogs bark, but I assume it means it's not a ferocious bark. Then you may keep a dog like the Amshe Shloima, he seems to allow a pet. Now, the Knesset HaGdoila says that the Minhag HaOlam is yes to allow the dogs to roam even in the daytime, the more ferocious type of dogs, as a security. It doesn't seem to be an accepted Minhag HaOlam at all. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says he's nidcha mahalocha, and that does not seem to be the case. Unless, again, there's serious dangers expected, then the dog can roam, but normally it's not accepted. Now, about owning the pet, just for owning the pet, so we already had Rabbi Yaakov Emden who says that even the tamer type of dogs are still problematic due to the fact that they sometimes cause harm. Then he goes on to say that just to have a pet to play with is Maisa Arelim. It is the way of the European Goyim. It is their culture. It is the ace of culture. There's a lot of discussion as to why. Chasam Sofer's Marachon in many places. I haven't put together those Maramakomis yet, but it's very famous that that was the Goyish culture, and it was normally, back in the day, a way of saying, I don't belong to the community, was to get a dog and to become more maskilish or reformish, etc. Nowadays, it might just be a way of more modern Jewry, not necessarily a statement that I don't belong to Judaism. It's just I'm doing what everyone else does. Some say it's therapeutic. I haven't looked into that side of the heter yet. I don't know. It could be. If you're going to keep a Jewish boy on the derech rather than him leaving the derech due to him having a dog, then maybe that's a cheshbon. That would be the Amshe Shloima that permits it, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav that permits it. That's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, it has to be known that it's not something necessarily to become widespread and fashionable, like sushi is just a fashionable food, as far as I know. and now the raw meat has become a fashionable food. I don't know if you know about it yet, you'll soon find out about it. But therefore dogs have become fashionable. That's already a question of Maisa B'nei Arelim, that if you stop doing it to be with it and follow what the Goy does, that is not like, it's very frowned upon by many Gedolim, the Shevet HaLevi, the Chelkas Yaakov says, Rakach Shachtsonim go with their dogs, it's the Bali Gaiva, and etc. And many others discourage having the dog. But again, this needs discussion with your halachic authority as to if it's correct to have the dog or not. But those types of dogs that are dangerous or potentially dangerous, even if you've made it friendly. Now, I do wonder, I'll be honest, that nowadays we live in a society that dogs, even more ferocious dogs, are very well trained. And they won't even bark when you come past, and they'll sit there, you know, calmly while their master's with it. Then maybe, you know, maybe this Kelev Kufri can go a little wider nowadays. But I don't think so, because there's been many stories you read in the headlines from time to time. There are stories of the dogs causing a lot of harm, even to their owners or the children of the owners. And therefore, I don't see a heta.
The RSPCA themselves say, don't forget, a dog is an animal.
Oh, the RSPCA themselves say, don't forget, the dog is an animal. There you go. So, therefore, one has to be very, you know, definitely hesitate. Not hesitate, I think it's also to buy the bigger and more ferocious types of dogs. It could be you get into a question of an oror, a curse. You definitely get into the question of the Seif Hasidim of wasting your time and money upon it, etc. So these are things to think about. I'll just share with you two other points. One point and maybe a second point. Epeleyoyetz, when he talks about dogs, he talks about the halachic side, but he also talks about, you know, when you do get scared from a dog's bark, especially says if one is going in the night time and a dog jumps on him and barks at him and he gets very, very scared, he should think about what David HaMelech says. David HaMelech says, Hatzilo mecherev nafshi v'yad kelev chidosi. So what does that mean? It says when a person, after 120, there's all sorts of things that are coming to get him. That's chibut hakeva and the like. And they are always compared to dogs. Right? It doesn't sound like the dog is as respected by us as it is by the Ummah Sa'olam. It's another discussion, because there are different chazals that seem to give different indications as to how we view the dog. But either way, it's compared to dogs. And therefore, when one does get scared of the dog, one should think, all the more so I should be scared of these ferocious dogs that are there to attack the person for his sins, and I should better my ways, and thereby be putting down all these dogs. May we be zoicha to taka, get rid of those dogs, and if one has a dog, to know if he's doing alakhli in the right, if he's doing that correct thing according to halacha. If he is, then good. If not, maybe time to change your ways.